Welcome to 7 Habits That Are Dangerous, Detrimental, and Damaging to Your Intimate Relationships. Dr. Tony Victor here, and I'm so glad that you found me here today. Today we're going to be taking a look at that sixth habit, Master Talk. Father Knows Best was a very popular TV show in the 1960s. And the title of that show, Father Knows Best, really embodies the spirit of Master Talk. Master Talk is that way of communicating to your partner in intimate relationships as though you know best. It's that way of communicating to your partner that communicates to your partner that when you say things like you need to, and then fill in the blank, or you should, those are ways of communicating your partner using Master Talk. Sometimes we might say something like, well, I'll let you, or you go first. And we give our partner instructions or orders. Those are all ways of creating Master Talk in your relationship. Now, usually, and in most relationships, it's been my experience, that it's very unintentional. And we're not even aware of when we're using Master Talk as a way of communicating with our partner. And that fact that it's unaware, that it's unintentional, and that we're not aware about it, is what makes it such a dangerous and detrimental and damaging habit to our relationships. Because it's probably the most subtle of the seven habits. We don't even know that we're doing it when we're doing it. And yet at the same time, what happens in that way of communicating, in a very subtle way, we begin setting up a hierarchy in our relationship, where our relationship takes on the characteristic of a slave-master type relationship, or of a boss-employee type relationship, or of a parent-child relationship. Now, in those types of relationships, there's a hierarchy, and the two people are not equal. And in a relationship, when both partners do not experience themselves as equal parts of the relationship, that is what it creates the bar to that deeper sense of intimacy, that sense of openness, and that sense of connection. And so Master Talk itself is a very subtle ways that we sabotage our own relationships and our own journey in creating the relationships of our dreams. So, my gift to you today is that I would like to give you a 4-step process to help you to begin to identify and eliminate Master Talk in your relationship and to replace it with a much healthier way of communicating with your partner. Replacing it with a way that opens the door to openness and intimacy and that is taking in consideration your partner's feelings, thoughts, and needs. The first step of eliminating this dreadful habit is to become aware of the possibility that you may be using Master Talk in the way that you communicate with your partner. And so the first step is just to do a little reflection, a little bit of soul searching in here. Do you say things like you should or you shouldn't? Or do you have a tendency sometimes to shout out orders to your partner? Get me this, get me that, do this, do that. Or do you have a tendency sometimes to make decisions for your partner without consulting them? Or make decisions that affect your partner without consulting your partner? If you have an unconscious habit of any of those, then you're employing Master Talk in your intimate relationship. So the first step is just simply to become aware of the ways that you might be using Master Talk. And once you become aware, then it's very simple to employ the second step. And that's just simply to take ownership of acknowledging to yourself, without any judgment, without putting any guilt on yourself, of just simply acknowledging, yeah, I do that sometimes. Sometimes I do get a little bossy. Or sometimes I do make decisions for my partner without asking my partner about it. Or sometimes I do are part of Master Talk. So taking ownership is the second step. Now, once you've become aware, and you've taken ownership. The third step is just simply to be very intentional in communicating with your partner in a way that's going to eliminate those old habits and expressing the same things that you would like to express in a little different way. So one of the things to take a look at is the you word. You need to do this is expressing the you word, focusing on your partner. So a way to shift that around is just simply when you take ownership is to express what you would like. So instead of saying to my partner, you need to do this, I might make a request. One of the things that I would like, or one of the things that would be very helpful for me, is if you could, and then make the request. Rather than making it a command or demand, make a request. So whatever it is that you find yourself doing that you might consider master talk, shift it around and look inside of yourself. And how can you shift that to a request? How can you shift it to an invitation? For example, you go first might be master talk. I'm making a decision and I'm giving my partner an order. An invitation is, would you like to go first? You see, I'm just shifting that around and being curious rather than giving an order. Now, the fourth step is really the most fun and the step that really helps create the most connection, the most openness, and the most intimacy in your relationship. Once you become aware and you take ownership and you become intentional to change that habit, the fourth step is to open that up to your partner and ask your partner for some support. Let your partner know that I've become aware that sometimes I talk to you in a way that doesn't really consider you. I use master talk sometimes. I tell you what to do or I make decisions for you. And I'm really going to be intentional for the next 30 days to really try to be aware of when I'm doing that and not do it, but replace it with a little different way of communicating. What I would like is if you could help me to do that. And so I would like for you to let me know when you feel like I'm talking to you like I'm your boss or I'm your parent or like I'm the master and you're the slave. And just let me know how that feels to you, what it's like to you. And I really want to place attention on my intention to no longer use master talk. So what if you were to take this four-step approach? Imagine creating the relationship of your dreams. Imagine where your relationship would be 6 months or a year from now. But what if you continue to use master talk and you're not even aware of it? What if you continue to do nothing? Where might your relationship be 6 months or a year from now? This is Dr. Tony Victor, supporting you and helping you as you create the relationships of your dreams. Until next time, stay connected.